Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek, and you've joined us on His Ability. And last week we were talking to Shalini from India. She's here with us in the United States for a couple of years so far. And we talked about her healing last week. You can listen to that again on hisability.com, where she talks about her healing from cancer, lymphoma cancer. That was just one amazing story, but there's more, and she wants to share what happened after that. Shalini, you were born again after you were brought up Christian, but not born again Christian, right?
No, I was not.
And then when you got sick with cancer at 19 in India, you began searching for healing wherever you could find it. There were Hindu people helping you, and you sought healing from other gods, basically.
Yes, yes.
And then God brought you to some born-again Christians, and they helped you become born again, and healing began with your serious stage three. Was it the third
stage of cancer?
And
yes,
and so we can hear that on our archive programs on His Ability, but we want to talk today about what happened after you were healed and the doctor watched you progressively get well. He didn't know what was going on with your body, that it was receiving healing, and he said, God is doing this, and he wasn't a Christian, but he said, this is a miracle.
Yes.
And then after that, being a actually brand new baby Christian at 19, healed of cancer, and baptized in the Holy Spirit, and God told you to get water baptized, and then you became baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues in India. Holy Spirit is live and well in India, and and not just the United States, as we know. And you were asked to leave the church that you were in when you started speaking in tongues, or
we had problems there, but since my parents were into the church, they didn't put me out of the church, but they were discussions, because they were doubtful that if I will convert the whole church or something like that, and they believed that we are just out of what we should actually do, and
that
follow the right thing.
That happens here too. I've heard a lot of certain Baptist churches and other churches that, once you start speaking in tongues and you're doing things that a charismatic Christian would do, they feel that that's not right. But that is another story. But we will let you tell your story about the next thing that happened as a baby Christian. That was a lot to go through. You got sick again.
Yes, I got sick again. Like, it was in June 2002, about 2-3 months after I was healed from cancer, and I was full in the Spirit of the Lord. I was so happy, rejoicing. And I was pursuing my studies in between my chemotherapy and radiations, and I was about to write my exams in a time of 2 weeks. And it was then I was just having lunch, and then immediately my whole left side, it became like it was numb, and I was feeling that I was about to paralyze because I couldn't feel any sensation.
Oh my goodness.
Then they just rushed me into the emergency.
You're becoming paralyzed on one side.
Yeah, I was not completely paralyzed, but it was feeling that I was losing sensation all throughout the half side of my body.
Okay.
And on my limbs, it was like, on my lips, it was like I was feeling numb completely. And then they just took me to the hospital, and my doctor was like, this is nothing of cancer. She's not having any cancer. It is something else. And oh my God, what's happening to you? And he said, okay, go and see a neurologist. And I was taken the next day to a neurosurgeon.
Okay.
And she took my MRI scans and things like that. And she diagnosed that I was going through a problem which one among 1,000 go through.
Okay.
And it was the side effect of radiation. Usually it doesn't happen. And it's like one of the nerve on the left side of my body was not taking in and giving out blood as it should actually give.
Hmm.
It is not passing properly. It is not working properly.
As a reaction from the chemotherapy that you were going through and did actually become healed eventually, even though
yes.
the chemotherapy couldn't have healed you the way that you got healed, but the the radiation. One in a thousand uh-huh. people react this way, and yes. you were one of them.
Yeah, and so she said, you know, so that side is weak. You know, that side of your body is weak. So what you can do is do not look into an electronic device for more than half an hour, because that is strain for your nerves and for your eyes.
Neurosurgeon said you can't, yes. you can't use electronic devices.
No. So especially the computer and the television. And then I was a computer science student, and, you know, we had practicals for at least 3 hours, and she was like, you know, that's how it is, and you do not have a cure for this disease. All we can do is give you a sleeping pill and give you a pill to prevent epilepsy, so that
sleeping pills. Why would they give you sleeping pills?
Because I had to have uninterrupted sleep for at least 6 to 8 hours.
Oh.
Because the sleep, it matters a lot regarding my condition, because that's also a strain to the body.
Mm.
And it can even cause paralysis for my half side of the body, and they said if that happens, I will not get up.
Right.
So it was all a prevention. So the doctor said, okay, I'm giving you the medication, and come back in the month of December, 6 months after that. And so I discontinued my bachelor's. I could not pursue my studies, and I joined for another course, a bachelor's in business administration. And I had many questions from so many people asking, you are a born again Christian, where is your God?
Oh.
You know, and it was not easy at the time, but as the Bible says, His grace is enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was sufficient. And He just took me through, and we went in, I was taking the medicines, and we went for a crusade in the month of October.
A crusade?
Yes, a crusade. And in the month of October. And I was just hoping for a healing to happen. I went there on the first day, nothing happened. The second day, you know, the man of God was praying, and I received a new tongue. And so they called me to say my testimony, because I was receiving a new gift from the Holy Spirit.
Oh, okay.
And
was this the first time that you received the gift of tongues?
No,
or
no.
It was a new,
it was
like
a new
additional
tongue.
Additional gifts.
Yes, additional gifts. And so they brought me to the side of the stage, and the man of God was still praying for the other people. You know, he was praying in common. It was a prayer time, and after the message, he was praying for healing and, you know, so many things. And I was standing there to testify soon after he finished praying. And filled with the Spirit of the Lord, he said, there are few young people who are suffering from a neuro problem, and the Lord is right now healing you, and the Holy Spirit is coming like a soft breeze on the left side of your body, and something has been taken out of your body. You are completely healed in the name of Jesus.
Oh, amen.
And I just received that. I testified that too on the stage at the testimonial time.
Mm.
And I stopped taking my medication because the Lord has healed me. I didn't go to the doctor then because I had the appointment only in December.
Mm.
And I went back in the month of December, had her check the whole thing. And the doctors were expecting me to take the medicine for the rest of my life, so that, you know, it would prevent me from getting paralyzed or things like that. And went back in the month of December, she took all the tests, and she just, you know, just stared into my face and asked me, what happened? I said, what? You know, the problem I found 6 months ago is missing now. I said, I went to a crusade and the Lord Jesus healed me. She
again.
Again. So she just tore off the prescription slip and said, you are completely healed. Never again come to a neuro. I don't find any problem. And I was completely delivered and healed. And praise the name of the Lord for what He has done in my life.
Amen.
Yeah, and, you know, I pursued my studies. I finished my bachelor's in business administration, which is not a field I have never tried because the subjects were different, but God gave me the grace to complete it. I went in for a master's in business administration. God helped me to complete that. And if even before I could complete that, God brought in a godly life and a godly man in my life, and through a special vision he saw, and his parents brought in the proposal, and we were married in December 2006. And God has led us so far, and I praise and thank God that even for choosing a partner, the Lord just chose him for me, and he's a good believer, a man of God. And
that's why you're
God.
Here.
Yes, and that's
States.
Why I'm here in the United States of America.
His job took you here.
Yes.
And you had something to share from the scriptures.
Yes, yes. You know, the word of says in Psalms 116, verses 3, it says, "The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came upon me. I was overcome by trouble and sorrow." The next verse says, "Then I called on the name of the Lord, O Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the simple heart. When I was in great need, he saved me." And what I want to tell to all those who are hearing me, what I want to tell is Luke chapter 1 verse 49, "For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name."
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Shalini, you were healed of, you were, had a double healing. How long before, from the one to the, you, within how many years did you have to go through these two things? The first one was the cancer, and you were healed, and then you came down with some strange neuro disease or something, and then you were healed again. And how long did that take?
It was all in, you know, all of that took about a year and a half, almost close to a year
for
and a half.
For both of them?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And
yes.
So you were a brand new Christian surrounded by so many other religions in India, and God found you. He just shined the light in your life, and you ran to Jesus.
Yes.
And he healed you. And so people were watching, you know, as they do with all of us, and they asked you, "Where is your God?" And and that just, God said, "Here I am."
Yes.
And he healed you again. And we just talk a lot about that here, that, you know, Satan is going to try to take you out when you are really moving in the Holy Spirit, and we need to stand up against the power of the enemy. And God has compassion on us, and he wants to heal us, and he not only can, he will. And we, and you followed through with many steps that he asked you to do, which was water baptism, and and then baptism of the
Holy Spirit. Yes. And
got about 20 seconds left.
Yeah, it is just amazing. And the grace of the Lord, you know, it has been in our life all throughout these years. The day one I recognized him as the Lord, I went through so many trials daily in life, you know, and but still his grace is sufficient.
He was there for you throughout the whole thing. Well, thanks for coming and sharing what God has done for you and what he'll do for our audience. And we just, glory to God. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on His Ability.
Thank you.
Thank you.